Perfect. So, questions?
I've got a quick question about
Yeah,
that.
go for it.
So you mentioned not using that method if you were having some thyroid issues. And I recall you mentioning some thyroid issues yourself. Are you still doing the cold plunges or no? Okay,
Yeah.
for that reason.
Well, I didn't know I had a thyroid issue when I decided not to do cold plunges, but like during the winter when I was super, super, super burned out, before I knew I had a thyroid issue, I had already like committed to myself that I wasn't going to do cold plunges this summer just because I was like so burned out. And even going outside in the cold in the winter, it was like appalling to me. Like I just felt really intolerant of cold and had no desire whatsoever to go in the cold. And like when I feel that much of an aversion to something that I once loved, I'm kind of like, this is probably my body saying it's not time for this right now. And I never even had the desire this summer to do a cold plunge. So I would wait, and I have like now my thyroid issue is managed, but I still don't quite feel that my tolerance to cold is back to what it was like 4 years ago, you know?
Yeah, that's where I'm like, I do have a lot of thyroid issues, but I mean they are managed. I wouldn't say it goes unmanaged. So I don't know, like, should I be trying this or should I be looking at the other methods? Like, I don't know. I
Well,
avoid the
you can go off of how else you feel. So like, do you have a desire to go be in cold water? Does it?
I between like the three options, that's my one that I am feeling most called to.
Okay.
And I,
Well, you have more than those three options.
yeah,
Okay.
I mean my life stress will suffice, I'm sure. But I think I always enjoyed the cold plunges when I would do them. Our gym has a couple of the tubs, so I don't know. I see.
Yeah, just yeah, try it and see how you feel. If like you'll probably know afterwards if it's a no for you know, like if it causes you to feel like really stressed out or super depleted, or like if you have a hard time warming up for a while afterwards, even if you didn't stay in the water for very long, like those are all kind of signs of like the body not tolerating the cold exposure that well. So you could try a sauna instead.
Yeah, I could try that too.
If your gym has a sauna.
They do.
Yeah.
I'll give both a try and see where I'm at.
Or go back and forth. That's a good workout for your nervous system.
Yeah.
Yeah. That hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. It's really, really good for you.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Anybody else?
I'm not sure if I have a question per se. Just today was a day. My brother-in-law a couple years ago was diagnosed with this thing called myelodysplastic syndrome, which is a rare blood cancer. And he went in the hospital earlier this week, and he now has leukemia.
Oh.
And he's young. He's kind of like a weird outlier. Like, there's not a lot of stats for someone like him because it's more common in women and older women, so like we don't really know, like, really know anything. But just don't know, I'm just like trying to move through all of the feelings like that are happening because I'm scared for myself personally of losing him, but I'm more scared for my sister to lose her husband and my nieces who are young, that there's a very high likelihood just because of life expectancy for him that, he might be lucky to see them graduate high school,
So sad.
So yeah, so I'm not like, I don't know, I don't think I'm in like you're talking about this hyper arousal, but just like just really sad and just frightened,
Yeah,
It's,
that totally makes sense.
yeah.
Maybe there's like some anticipatory grief in there too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think so because I mean, just everything that I've heard about this is like, he's not going to probably be an old man unless he, eventually gets a bone marrow transplant and is cured. But that's like the only pathway to cure. And I don't know how likely that is.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm really sorry. That's so hard.
So I know the I feel like the class from the other week on health anxiety will likely come in handy for not just me, but like, things that can help with like my family too, and be
Yeah.
like them. Just thinking about that, reviewing that as well. But just, I don't know, just to like be here. I think I'm really accustomed to trying to hold all of my feelings by myself.
Yeah.
So I think just even voicing it here just felt like important to say.
Yeah. We're happy to witness you and your feelings. Yeah. That's really tough. It's heavy. Please let us know if there's anything that any of us can do to help. Yeah. Hard.
Thank you,
But I see you.
Tim.
Is that all, or is there anything else?
think that's it for today. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, I
I can
appreciate
imagine it. You might have thought about not coming, which would have been really
know.
reasonable.
Yeah, I did, and I knew that, and I was like, well, if I decide not to come, like I can be gentle with myself, but
Literally. I'm here.
I like being here for the live, and I just knew, I don't know, it's like maybe there's some little nugget that just, helps like with this today. So
Yeah. Well, you did miss a nugget at the beginning because you came in a little bit late. So you did miss a little nugget that I think actually might help.
okay. I'll do something.
It wasn't even part of the workshop. It was just like something that I talked about before I started. Yeah. But thank you for sharing. And yeah, just sending you lots of love and support.
Thank you.
Anybody else? The Danielles.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
When you were talking about big reactions, I've had a really big reaction this week. I'm finding it hard to adjust to that now. So, long story short, I was meant to be picking my daughter up from somewhere where she was meant to be. And she was there. But whilst I was there waiting for her, she didn't come out when she was meant to. I was trying to get hold of her, couldn't, no reply to text, no reply to phone calls, banged on the door, no answer. My brain literally went from
Yeah.
everything's fine to
Totally understand. Get it.
yeah, huge reaction to panic and anxiety and stress. And my daughter has an added kind of worry for me because she's transgender as well. So everything is kind of amplified because I fear for her safety in general.
Sure.
And then when I was this close to ringing the police because I didn't know what else to do. Like, she was supposed to be there. She was supposed to be safe. She wasn't. What do you do? And then I rang her one more time before I decided to do that, and she answered the phone. And when you were talking about the what you feel in your body when these things happen, thinking about it now, looking back, there was an instant shift from panic to anger. especially when she came down and basically said, They'd been asleep and she had headphones in, so she didn't hear everything. But I couldn't hear that. I was so cross. I was, and I did. This is the bit I'm struggling with, because when I've spoken to my friend Emma, she really helps me with regulating stuff because she's very good at it. And when I've spoken to her, I said, oh, I feel like I could have handled that better. I don't think I handled it very well. And she's advised me to kind of reframe that, because she said what you did was natural reaction as a parent, like, but I'm finding it really hard to do that because I feel really bad, because luckily she was safe. She was okay. I didn't know that at the time. And now I'm beating myself up because I got angry at her, and I did shout at her. I have apologized to her. I have explained what happened.
Yeah.
And I think because she doesn't think she's technically done anything wrong, because she hasn't in her view, like, yeah, we're still on very tentative ground at the minute, because she's not really acknowledged anything. I'm still feeling really like, oh my God, this was like 2 days ago, and I was still like,
Yeah. What do you feel like she needs to acknowledge?
this is the thing. Part of me thinks she hasn't done anything wrong, so what does she need to acknowledge? And then the part of me that is the parent that thinks they know better because they're the parent wants her to apologize. And every time I feel that coming up, every time we have a little conversation, I know it's me that wants to be seen and me that wants to be heard when and I'm finding it's interesting, because I'm sensing that. So she came down this morning and was absolutely fine. And in me, there was that kind of old parent thought of, you still haven't apologized. You still haven't spoken to me about what happened. And then there was my new little parent brain that was saying, but why does she need to do that? This is your thing. You are wanting this. And I just, I'm
So
finding, whew.
let me ask you this, Danielle. Let's say
Yeah.
she did apologize. Then what?
Yeah, like, I feel like I
What does that
feel better.
solve?
Yeah, it'd make me feel better, because
It did make you feel better?
it would make me feel better, I think, if she apologized. But do I need her to do that? Like, this is where I'm struggling. I'm like,
Yeah, I
do
think I okay.
you
If she apologized, do you think it would give you like a temporary surface level feeling that everything was okay? But deep down, would it actually solve anything?
No, because I'd still, I think it'd depend on the conversation. Like, I feel like I need to have a conversation with her just
Okay.
so she understands my level of worry. Like,
Yeah, but
but then do I need to have that conversation with her?
it's like I think it's perfectly reasonable if you feel bad about your anger reaction. I think it's perfectly reasonable to tell her the context of that. Like, this is how I was feeling. This is how I was panicking. This is how worried I was about you. Like, and from a place of like, you're so important to me and I love you so much that I don't want anything bad to happen to you, right? Like
Yeah.
that is where your reaction came from. Like she's just the target for your anger, but you're really not angry. You're really just like wanting to blame her for scaring you.
Yeah. Which makes me feel really bad, because I don't want to blame
No,
her for scaring me.
it's nothing for you to feel bad about. It's just like so often an apology doesn't actually solve anything. Right? Like, and in this instance, like, are you asking for some kind of changed behavior from her?
Well, not from what she said. It was an accident. Like, they didn't
Yeah.
It wasn't like she intentionally chose to do this. No,
So if she
Samantha.
intentionally chose, if she was intentionally like, oh, my mom's calling, I'm not going to answer the phone, like, absolutely. That would be something that she needs to take responsibility for, right? And like, yeah, okay, mom, I'm sorry. I'll answer the phone in the future when you call. But if she intentionally wasn't trying to hurt you or scare you or, you know, be ambivalent or whatever towards you, like, if it was really just, I fell asleep and I had my headphones in and I didn't know the phone rang and I didn't know you were texting me, then like, what do you need her to be sorry for?
This is it. I feel like I don't need her to do that. I don't need, but I feel stuck because it's like the expectation of her to do that is really heavy.
From your own conditioning, because you were heavily conditioned to apologize if your parents got upset. Okay, so notice how you were made to be responsible for your parents' feelings, I'm sure. So if your parents felt angry or sad or upset, then you had to apologize to make that better for them. But that doesn't mean that you actually did something that you needed to be sorry for. It just meant that that's how your parents got their emotional needs met, was by you apologizing to them. So you, if that was your experience, then you're just more likely to repeat that with your own kid. But if you're not asking for changed behavior, and if you believe what she says when she says it was an accident, then the apology really is just to get your feelings taken care of, and it's not her job to take care of your
To do
feelings.
that. No, it's not.
So there, you don't need to feel shame about that either. Like, if there's a part of you that's like, oh, now I feel ashamed because I want her to take care of my feelings. Like, no, if you were raised taking care of your parents' feelings and apologizing, even when you did nothing wrong, was one of the ways you did that, then it's completely understandable why that might be an unconscious expectation that you have for your kids. But now that we've made that unconscious expectation conscious, does it still feel authentic for you?
Does which part feel authentic?
Needing an apology.
Oh, no, not at all. No.
Okay, so now how do you feel about it?
Like a massive weight's just lifted up off my shoulder. Yeah. A little bit rebellious, like pushing back against that. Because I can still feel it, like it's in. Like in my stomach of, oh no, you can't, that's not right. You need this apology to move on. But no, I
Okay, so
don't.
that energy that's still in your stomach, that's like, even though you're like, no, authentically, I don't need an apology, but there's this like lingering leftover energy in your stomach. Yeah. So just ask your body, like, what is the path of least resistance to releasing this?
This is really weird because it's probably not the best for my time of night, given where I am. I just feel like I want to just like just get rid of it because it makes me angry that I was made to feel like that, and I don't want her to feel like that. Like thinking about making her feel that.
Your anger was never at your daughter, love. Your anger was always at your parents for making you responsible for their feelings with an apology. Even in this situation, you were not directly angry at your daughter. You're angry because you had to apologize for a situation like that, and she doesn't have to. And that little kid on your bus is like, it's not fair.
That's exactly what it feels like. Like sulking about it.
So that now that you know you have this little part that's like, it's not fair, right? Like, meet her. Aw, honey. There you are. There you are.
You needed somebody to do that for you. You needed somebody to not expect
And
that
you
apology.
were never responsible for your parents' feelings, and it was never okay that they put that responsibility on you. That was completely inappropriate.
And I
And I
think
really
yeah.
admire your wisdom to know not to demand an apology from your kid because you know you're sitting with something and something is stewing and you haven't quite figured it out yet. And you are exercising so much like loving self-control to be able to hold that uncomfortable feeling for 2 days and not react on her with it until you've sorted it out within yourself. Like, that's amazing.
I totally wouldn't have been able to do that a month ago.
I
I
know
would have
you.
like feeling the feelings and knowing that it's not about that other person, I wouldn't have been able to do. And it probably looks really weird when I'm not talking to her and thinking about the inside bit, like from her perspective. But yeah, it feels really good to know that that's the path that I've chosen rather than just repeating that, because in the past I have just defaulted to that.
But do you remember what I was talking about before the workshop even started when I was talking about embodying your authenticity and how it requires a bigger container? Right? Like if you have this contraction story of like, oh, I was responsible for my parents' feelings and now I need my kid to be responsible for my feelings, right? Like that's a contraction story. Like that's a trauma story. That's an adaptive survival pattern story. When you can be present with that and see it for the truth that it actually is, then you can metabolize whatever you feel about that. So feel angry at your parents, anger at them, like not, don't call them on the phone and anger at them, but like if you need to yell at a picture of your parents from the perspective of that part that had to take care of their emotions, do it. Like, do it. Because when you do that, you're getting those unfelt feelings. They finally get a chance to have someplace to go. And then they leave your container, they leave your vessel, right? And now you have more room in your vessel for something else. So when that energy leaves your being, your field, your energy, your container, when that energy leaves, then there's more room for energy for whatever else, right? Joy, play, expansion, growth in some other area, like whatever it is, right? But like now you're not carrying that story around anymore, and you've offloaded it from your body having to carry it around, which is going to change your cells, right? Because it's one less stress that they're carrying. It's one less thing your nervous system is carrying. Like, do you see? You're doing it right now, Danielle.
Yeah, I feel like everybody's asleep at the moment, so it's not the best time to start screaming. But I
Put in a
think,
pillow.
yeah.
Go to your car. Go do it in the car.
Yeah, I think, yeah, after this, I'm gonna find a way to release
Good.
that
The
energy because I
best
can
time to
still
work with
feel
energy is when it's organically coming up. That is the best time to work
Yeah.
with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to be. Yeah.
Good work.
Screaming.
And I agree with Emma. I think you're beating yourself up. I think that your reaction to not knowing if your child was safe or not and panicking over not being able to get a hold of her, pretty reasonable. I think that that is an appropriate and proportionate response to the perceived threat that your daughter had had something terrible happen to her.
Yeah,
And it
I
makes
don't
sense
know.
that you would have that fear in the context of your situation.
Yeah, I don't know why that's all. Like the minute I knew she was safe, I know why I got angry, because that then flipped round from panic to anger. But then I don't know why I feel bad that I was worried about her.
Do you feel bad that you were worried about her, or do you feel bad that you reacted?
I feel bad that I reacted.
Yeah, your worry is completely normal.
Yeah.
You're a mother. You're wired to notice your children's safety and
Yeah.
like protect it. right? Like, so your worry is completely reasonable. You're not ashamed about that. You're ashamed because you reacted.
Yeah, because if I hadn't have worried, then that's probably something to be worried about. Like not
Yeah,
being willing to bother.
but if you reacted in anger whenever she finally came out and now you feel shame about it, then just let the shame be like, hey, Danielle, that's not who you really are. That's
No.
all shame is saying. This is not who you are. You're not someone who reacts at their daughter in anger just because you got afraid. She didn't do anything wrong. It's not her fault. Right?
Yeah.
Can it be that simple? Does it ha do we have to dwell in the shame, or can it be like, oh, I just don't want to do that again?
Yeah, no, that's a good, yeah. I think I'm used to dwelling in the shame part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think that that anger that comes out secondarily to the panic is the instinct of like being really protective. You know?
Yeah.
Like if you're worried that something's happened to your child, then it makes sense that everything in your body would mobilize to try to find her and protect her and make her safe again.
Yeah, I was literally shouting. I thought you were dead. I thought something had happened to you. I thought
Yeah.
the worst things possible. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't even think she needs to know that you wanted an apology before.
No.
That's just your business.
Yeah. I'm
She
really
just
glad.
needs to know how much you love her and how afraid you were because she's so special to you and you can't imagine anything ever happening to her. That's all she needs to know. And
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry I yelled at you. I was just so scared. Right? That's all she needs to know.
Yeah. And I know that. Do you know when you feel like you need to hear somebody else say
Yeah, I do.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing, babe.
Yeah,
Good
that feels
work.
good.
That was an easy one, actually, for me. I don't know if that was easy for you. That was easy for me. All right. Anybody else? No? Okay. Oh, good. Danielle, I can just tell your energy is totally different. You're like, oh, that's so great. Okay. Well, with that being all, I will see y'all on Wednesday for our group call, hopefully. And yeah, I hope you have a good night wherever you are. Thanks for being here. It was really special. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.